get on the road with Frank.
Welcome to everybody. As Robert said, I do have an old car. It's a 1939 Buick. It's all original. I've had it now for a little over 2 years, and I do a lot of work on it myself. It's not really hard to work on cars, or actually anything really. It's not like the thing moves around on you and you got to find it. You know, if you know where your parts are, your car generally has, you get to know a car. It generally has parts, you know, it has carburetor, you know, starter, radiator, stuff like that. You get to know where they're at. I mean, you can always, repair them, remove them. You learn the bolt patterns on them, and that's how you're able to remove them. The main thing about working on cars is your tools. You want to get to know your tools, because you know all your bolts are different sizes and all that stuff, and some of them are screws. Sorry about that. Some of them are screws, and then most of them are you know, bolts and nuts and stuff like that. I've actually done the brake systems on my car, like wheel cylinders, master cylinders, stuff like that. And I did that just by feel.
Phone. One notification. Phone.
I hope you guys can't hear my phone. It keeps messing up.
Yeah, we can.
Sorry about that. Let's see if I can hide it in a drawer or something.
But you have a really, really, you're really doing a good job. A nice, clear voice.
Okay, good, good. I actually changed my system here what I did the other day. So, I'm using earphones this time. So, but anyways, you want to get to know your tools. A lot of your tools are, like your sockets, the different sizes. Now, I'm not able to read the size on my sockets, but the more you do it, you kind of can feel a bolt or a nut, and you can pretty much tell what size socket you want in it. So a lot of it's got to do with constantly using these tools and wrenches and, you know, stuff like that. Your screwdrivers, you have different size screwdriver tips and stuff like that, which help a lot. Back to my brake system. I actually did like the wheel cylinders, master cylinder. I put all new brake lines on it. And like I said, a lot of it was just feel. I removed the wheels, and then I removed the drums, and then you feel where the wheel cylinders are, and it's pretty obvious, you know, they're shaped like a cylinder. So, you know, and all that's in there is your cylinders, springs, and brake shoes. So you know that if you're looking for cylinders, your wheel cylinders, you're pretty much going to figure it out just by touch. I mean, you know, there's nothing else in there. So, you know, I did that. I removed the old one, and you got to take your brake line off first because it's hooked up to your wheel cylinder. So you remove that, and then you remove the bolts and just slide it off and take the other one and put it back in and stuff like that. Your brake lines, same thing. You can follow your brake line. That's how I figured it out. I just was under the car feeling the brake lines and stuff like that. And I figured out where they ended up, where they started. And, it's just a matter of getting to know your car. And, so that's how I did that. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, it's trial and error, but you know, it's nothing big. I mean, you know, everything's repairable on a car. I mean, it's not like you're going to destroy it and it's gone. I mean, it's repairable. There's parts. There's new parts you can get and stuff like that. Remanufactured parts. So, you know, that's what I did. I mean, I even put in bushings in my car because, you know, it's old. The thing's old, like 81 years old. So, you know, things start giving out and stuff like that. So I replaced a lot of bushings, front end bushings, the rear bushings and stuff like that. Hoses are pretty simple. It's just, you're like your hoses from your radiator. You know, you can feel you got your radiator and you got, normally there's like two hoses from your radiator. There's one towards the bottom of the engine and then the one towards the top that goes towards gosh, what's that little part? I just got brain lock. your thermostat housing. And, so, I mean, you just follow it and there's, it's a matter of just, these are the, the braces that hold it in place, they're just screwdriver tips. And they just, as you tighten the screw, it squeezes the hose tight. So, you know, you just, like I said, you just got to feel around and find everything. And once you've done it once, pretty much, I mean, you'll remember where everything's at. You know, my dipstick, I know where it's at, to check my oil and stuff like that. All my spark plugs, I know where they're at, all the wires to my spark plugs, you know, my distributor cap and air filter, all that, you know, you get to learn your engine, and most engines are pretty much the same. Except for these newer cars, I don't like to mess with these newer cars. I remember we had bought a 96 T-Bird, and I opened up the hood and I looked at it and it looked like spaghetti to me. So that back then I had sight. And so I found the battery and I go, that's it. You know, nowadays they take cars and they just plug them into computers, and they, you know, cause they got so many sensors on them and so much stuff is in cars now, computerized. But I like old cars cause you can actually get in there and, it's all basic. You know, you're, like I said earlier, your starter, your carburetor, your valves and all that. It's, you know, it's none of this computer stuff. So they're easy to work on. They're fun, and it's neat to see something restored and just the style. My car is an old, car. It's got the old big old fenders on the sides and long front end. The hood opens on the sides. It has suicide doors on it. The back doors, they open the opposite way, and it's all original. It's been kept original. So, you know, I really enjoy it. It's got the big old giant white walls. They used to call them, in my days, we used to call them Mickeys. And it's got the original hubcaps, they say Buick on them, chrome bumpers, and then all the trimming is all stainless steel. Even the grill is stainless steel. And you can tell that it's stainless steel because if you put a magnet to it, it's not going to stick. And it's pretty neat. I mean, all that, and it's all there. I've replaced a few pieces, some of the strips. There's a guy I get old Buick parts from, and he's got me some good parts, and like I said, I just go in there and just replace them, take the bolt off and, you know, put them back in and stuff like that. Your tools are the most important part. And then when you work on them, what I like to do is I have a big old magnet strip. So that way, if I put my tool down, in case I forget, you know, getting up in age, I tend to forget, oh man, what did I put this? I'm looking for it. I'm feeling around for it. Well, I got that strip and it just sticks to it and it stays there. Or I didn't kick it with my foot or whatever, move it with my knee. So I like to use a magnet strip to lay my tools on so I can just go there and grab them again when I'm ready to put the bolt back on or stuff like that. Safety, I use my floor jack and then I back it up with, jack stands. You know, I'll lift it up enough to put my jack stands on, and then I'll lower it, where it's on the jack stand, but I'll also bring my jack up to where it's just touching enough where in case anything ever happened, you know, it's safety is number one, always, you know, and sometimes you might want to use goggles because stuff could spit in your eyes and stuff like that. The only thing I really can't do is paint. I've never gotten into painting. I can do upholstery, and that's just pretty much feel anyways. I mean, you just, you know, and getting your material and stuff like that. Now wiring, you can do it. I never done it. I've done easy wiring just to replace one wire. I've never done the whole harness on a car. But you know, it's possible. I mean, cause like I said, everything stays in place. So it's nothing difficult. It's like, just get to know where everything's at. And that's your main thing. And, your tools, it's, you know, I don't like to go running around asking people for tools. I like to have them there. So I try to buy everything I need or will ever need. You know, my wife says I'm crazy. You don't need that. You're not using it. I go, but I might need it someday, you know. I love tools, you know, but you can use your automotive tools on other stuff, like in your houses and stuff. If you do plumbing and stuff like that, You know, I've actually replaced garbage disposals in the house, pipes, and, you know, like under the sink and stuff like that. The other day, well, not the other day, it's been several weeks ago, but one of the sinks in our restroom was the faucet. You'd open it, but nothing would come out. And under the sink, you have a deal where the hose runs through. And it's got a little valve you turn to make sure the water's coming out. And it was on and everything, but it still wouldn't come out. So I figured, well, okay, I'm going to turn off the water and take this thing apart. So I took it apart and stuff like that. And come to find out, one of the hoses that was in the faucet itself, a little thin hose, was plugged up. So I stuck a clothes hanger wire and stuck it through there and unplugged it and put it back together, and it worked. So, you know, stuff like that, you know, in your home, it's stationary, you know, you just check it out. Always check out anything you're going to work on, what's near it, you know, what's around it. And always look at everything and see what it's going to take, you know, what kind of tools. And, you know, I kind of foresee what could happen, you know, and, so, I mean, like plumbing, of course, you're going to shut off the valve for the water. You don't have water running all over the place while you're taking something apart or disconnecting a hose or something like that. So your tools are probably your number one thing, too, besides safety, your tools, because that makes your job so much easier. I mean, I've even done it before where, you know, when we first started, maybe all I had was pliers, and here I am trying to take something off. And you strip the edge of the bolt or the nut, you know, and stuff like that. And then later on, it's just messed up. So you want to have the right tools and use the right sizes. I mean, that saves you a lot of headache. I mean, it just makes it so much easier. But I mean, it's neat and it's satisfying to know that you can do these things. I mean, you go up there and, you know, I mean, there's people that tell my wife, wow, man, I can't believe Frank did this. He did that. He did this. Yeah, he does it. He does everything. They just won't let him drive. I can drive, but they won't let me. But, yeah, we have fun. You know, I enjoy back to my car. I mean, I'm probably going to stick with that a lot because I really enjoy that old car. It's a neat car. I mean, we were able to get in and take rides and stuff like that. And, you know, as we're going down the road, people stare and wave and thumbs up and stuff like that. It's pretty neat. I take you to car shows. I'm actually a member of a car club. And, you know, and people love it that it's original. It's not, you know, customized or, you know, stuff like that.
Frank, do you have a nickname for your car?
Oh, well, I've been calling it Black Beauty because it's solid black, but that's
Black Beauty. Okay.
Yeah, it's solid black. It almost looks like it's real, real shiny. I use this wax. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name on here, but it's easy for a blind person to use. You just rub it on there, and within a couple of minutes, you just rub it off, and you can actually feel when you got everything off. It's just so smooth and shiny. I mean, people tell me it looks like glass.
Well, what is it? Because I take care of our car, so what's the product that you use?
It's called the Last Coat.
The Last Coat?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Interesting. All
yeah,
right.
And they have a wash, and they also have a wax. It's called TLC2, which is for the Last Coat 2, because this is their new, they revamped their old one, so now they're calling it the Last Coat 2. And, I mean, this stuff, you take it and you put it in a spray bottle, and you spray it on a piece of microfiber. You wipe it onto your car, and then as soon as you do that, you come back with another towel and wipe it off. It's that quick. And you can feel the smoothness. I've even laid a towel on the fender, and I'm like, I go back to get the towel. It's not there. It slipped off.
Okay.
It works that great. I mean, and it works on everything. I mean, you can put on your chrome, your if you have wood trimming, your dash, everything. You could even use it in stuff inside your house, your counters and all that stuff.
Oh, no, that sounds good. Yeah. The ladies will like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how great this stuff is. It's awesome. I mean, my sister's boyfriend told me about it because I used to use some other stuff, and then when he told me, I go, well, I'll try it out. And when I used it, I was amazed how easy I could use it. I mean, you know, I remember a long time ago, even when I had some sight, I was a partial a while back, and I used to use turtle wax. And if you didn't get it all off there, you could see it on the edges of things and stuff like that.
I've gotten several comments from my wife when I used turtle wax because I couldn't always feel it all. So she would point out where it was still on the.
Right.
So what else do you do around the house? Do you do any painting or any wood, you know, rough woodwork or finished woodwork stuff?
Yes, I actually have a drill press. Well, I have drills also, but what I like about a drill press is stationary, and you can put your object that you want to drill on the base of that drill, and then you just bring your drill down, and you don't have to worry about it if it's straight or not or angled, you know. So I love that. I love that I can do that with that drill press. And you can also take it where if you do want an angle, you can set the head on the drill press in a certain angle, certain degrees. And each time you drill the board or whatever you're going to drill, it'll give you the same angle all the time, where if you're doing it by hand, it's a little harder to keep the same position. So
yeah.
I like that. And then I also use grinders, to instead of sitting there and using just a file and filing my hose to cut, you know, the weeds and stuff like that, I'll use a grinder and sharpen my hose with the hose with that. And I use hand saws, and I also use skill saws, you know. And what I do on my skill saw, on in front of the blade, it's got like a little flat piece and a little V in it, which that's where you're going to run your line. You're going to follow your line. And what I'll do is I'll set markers, and then I put something I'll take a nail or something sharp and scratch the wood that I'm going to cut. So that way I put my finger in front of that little V and I can follow that scratch.
Okay.
And when I'm down towards the end, it's pretty much going to finish up straight. So perfect. That's what helps me do that when I go to cutting stuff.
And, yeah. Well, another thing, what I do is I measure with my click rule, and I put a guide board. I use C clamps to hold that guide board.
Yes.
You know, exactly. Yeah. So I do that particularly.
Yeah, I have several C clamps. Yeah. They're very helpful. C clamps are very helpful. Yes.
Here's a funny story.
Go
ahead. You go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I'm just curious what engine you have in that Buick. Is it original?
It's got the original engine. It's a straight eight.
Eight in the Buick, yeah.
Yeah. That's what, back then, that's when they were starting to come out with your V8s, but they call them straight eights because the cylinders all lined up.
Yeah, because I...
A flathead, too, I bet, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know what you mean about the car shows. I have a friend I go with. He has a 1940 Ford, and he always wins, but it has a Chevy engine in it. So,
guys will change their cars. They convert them, and some people that you know they like when you start customizing them. A lot of them will put different engines in them and stuff like that. And you know what's cool too? When I go to car shows, because I remember when I could see what they looked like, I take these white cotton gloves with me, and I ask them, is it all right if I touch a car? And they're like, sure, go ahead. Take your time. Dust it off for me. You know, stuff like that. But they're all cool about it. They're not, you know, oh, don't touch my car, you know. They're all real nice, you know. And there's only one time I went to a car show a while back, and my wife was with me, and she tells this guy, it was an old, like, 32 Ford, but it was a kit. And, she goes, is it all right if he touches his car? And he goes, well, I prefer he didn't. And then the guys that were around me that know me from my car club, I guess they told him what was up. And then he comes up, hey, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know you couldn't see. I go, it's all right. No problem. He goes, yeah, go ahead. Touch it. Do whatever you want. So he let me, he even let me get inside and sit inside it and all that. And, you know, I like to check out the grills and the bumpers and the fenders. I like those big old fenders that just sway back to the running board and all that, and stuff like that. It's just the details on old cars is so neat, you know, compared to these newer ones. I mean, there's some good looking newer cars too. I mean, especially the sportier ones. We have a, It's like a 2004 Lexus. I think it's a SE430, and that's like a sports car, but it's a big. It's got a big old V8, and the convertible top is a hard top, but it comes down and folds into your trunk.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's pretty neat. They don't make Lexus ain't making them anymore. But so we got lucky. We got a hold of that. We bought it used, but it was like brand new. I mean, it's awesome. And just, like I said, I just like little detailed things like that, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I had a friend that had a 57 Ford, and it was one of those type of, the hard tops, you know, that it would
go in the trunk.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ford was one of the first ones that came out with that. Yeah. That was actually, I just went to, what was it? Last Saturday, I went to, they call it a gasser drag race. They take, it's the old cars in the old days, you know, they would drag race quarter mile and you have to use gas. You can't use, you know,
alcohol, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. And these cars were amazing. And there was a 57 Ford there, and that car, oh my God, they're so loud. They sound like, You think there's fire coming out of them. They just pop so loud. Boom, 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 you know, real loud. And when they take off, it's amazing. And my friend was, he was tripping out because I was telling him who was winning, because I could just hear it. You know, you can hear who's left behind, you know. He goes, wow, how can you tell? And I told him, you know, and all this. So he would tell me what cars are up, because we're up in the bleachers, so I can't see, you know, it wouldn't matter if I was, if I was touching it, I could tell you, but. So he would tell me, okay, there's this car and that car, and then, you know, the one he would call it inside and then outside. And I would be able to tell him, you know, which car won just by the sound of it, because they're so loud. It's amazing, those cars, how loud they are, how much power they have.
So, Frank, we have probably like 3 minutes left, and I bet the ladies are probably rolling their eyes. And it's just kind of, anyway, yeah, us guys, we like those cars and the noise they make. I mean, when we were probably 2 years old, we were making car noises, you know, playing with our toys. So, anyway.
I'll be honest with you, though, but my car, I don't have pipes on it. I want it to be as quiet as possible.
And the original muffler system and all that.
Yeah.
Of course it would be.
It's new. It's all stainless steel system. You know, it doesn't have glass packs or nothing like that.
How many miles per gallon?
I couldn't tell you, but I'll tell you what. For being this old of a car, it's only got 49,000 miles on it. That's that was somebody's Sunday car. They probably took it to church and that was it. And it is original engine in it. We checked it. So I lucked out when I got this. I mean, I was blessed.